Let me take you to another story at this hour that came up a few days ago in an entirely different context. You may remember that we spoke to the head of SARS, Edward Kiswetter. He's the SARS commissioner, and he has been for a few months. And it was all about the issue of Jacob Zuma's tax documents, right? And of course, at some point, Advocate Busisiwe Mgwebane, who's the public protector, had asked, because she was looking into a case involving Jacob Zuma's tax history and his particular dealings with a friend of his called Roy Reddy, if I remember correctly, and all about their relations and what sort of exchanges of money, if any, took place between them. Now, one of the things she called for to have a look at was Jacob Zuma's tax record. And Edward Kiswetter said, no, the public protector legally doesn't have the right to actually ask for those records. The law does not prescribe that she should have access to them. And that case has now gone to court and it has yet to be resolved. But there's now an entirely new dimension to this. And Business Live has been reporting on this. It says the Financial Mail and Amabungane, which we know is an investigative journalism unit, have launched an application in the North Gauteng High Court to access Jacob Zuma's tax records. That happened yesterday. And we thought this brings an entirely different dimension to the story, and we should bring into the conversation a partner at Weber Wenzel Attorneys, Dario Amilo, who in fact is part of this application. Dario, good evening, and thank you so much for your time here on Afternoon Drive. So this is a little bit of a different kettle of fish. A public official like the public protector asking for tax records may be one thing, but the media asking for access to exactly the same tax records may be thought to be quite different.
Thank you, Joanne, and hello to you and your listeners. Yes, you're quite right. The context is completely different, and that's because the legal source from which my clients, Amabungane and Financial Mail, proceed is different from the legal source from which the public protector argues she's entitled to proceed. Our case is based on PIA, which is the access to information legislation, and of course that legislation routinely used by the media to access information from public bodies and indeed in some cases private bodies. And the genesis of this is a PIA request brought by the Financial Mail journalist many months ago, which was targeted at SARS and which asked SARS for former President Zuma's tax records for 8 years, 2010 to 2018. And which was refused on the basis that there are these blanket secrecy provisions, both in the access information legislation in relation to tax records and in the Tax Administration Act.
All right. Dario, I'm just going to put you back on the line to our producers so we can get a slightly clearer line. Very interesting indeed, Dario. They're telling us that, exactly what we've heard in regard to the Busisiwe Mgwebane application has come into play here. They did use PIA, right, which is the Secrecy Act, essentially. Well, that's what it's colloquially called. But that's partly because there has been this blanket ban on any of this information getting out. As Edward Kiswetter told us, there is an understanding, according to the law, that you just do not part with that kind of information. SARS is not allowed to divulge that kind of information. Every taxpayer's information is considered confidential. And only in a case where Jacob Zuma, in this particular instance, actually addresses it to SARS in writing and says, I would like you to divulge this information, can it actually be put out into the public domain or into the hands of whoever is requesting that information. So that is perhaps another issue that we are going to tackle with Dario Milo. But tell me how you feel about this. From a journalistic point of view, do you think the media should have the right to this information? Would you as a citizen like to have access to the information? Dario Milo is back on the line to us. Dario, thanks for your patience with us. Bit of a bad line there at first. So you were talking about these sort of blanket tax secrecy provisions that have been made. And those, as you say, were the grounds on which this case your appeal was refused initially. How are you tackling it this time?
So Jan, yes, thank you very much. Still a bad line from my side, but may I just say the important point here about those blanket secrecy provisions is that we argue they're unconstitutional because and one of the key reasons is that there's a public interest override in the access to information legislation, which doesn't apply to tax records. And that's very strange because it applies to all other categories
of records you might seek. You might seek, as the media, access to national security records, classified records. There would be a basis to refuse it on the basis that it implicates the security of the state. But if it reveals a matter of public interest, you still have to get access to it under the access to information legislation. That public interest override doesn't apply, we say irrationally, to access to tax records of very senior public officials.
So there's an interesting argument that's going on in the legal tiff between Edward Kisweta and Busisiwe Mgwebane at the moment. And one of the things is that Jacob Zuma has tweeted that he would like those records to be given to the public protector. If one has the permission of the particular taxpayer to reveal that information, are you as a journalist entitled to publicise the contents of that?
Well, that's precisely our point as to why it's particularly irrational in this context, because we've also seen, and we've attached to our papers, that tweet by the former president. The journalist from the Financial Mail also wrote directly to the former president, who didn't respond to him in relation to whether he consented in our case to give his tax records to us. But that's why the provision is blatantly, in my view, unconstitutional, is because it contains that blanket secrecy provision. So that only the taxpayer can get access to his own records, not a third party, even with the taxpayer's consent under the Promotion of Access to Information Act.
So Dario, are you not worried that this kind of application, if it's granted, may open this law up to journalists who are unscrupulous, and we know there are a fair amount of them in circulation right now, just disclosing any amount of tax information belonging to any member of the public in the future?
Not at all, Jane, because PIA, the Access to Information legislation, already has a number of checks and balances in it that are designed to ensure that there's a proper balance between whatever interest PIA is designed to protect and the public's right to know. So, for example, the application that we bring doesn't mean that every member of the public must now fear that their tax records should be made available or will be made available. Not at all. It applies to a very specific context, and the public interest that we say applies in this case is the matter of public record and allegations in the public domain that former President Zuma wasn't tax compliant during his presidency. That's what has been reported by people such as Jacques Poe, and on the basis of that, you have to construct a case to say, in this specific circumstance, I, as a member of the media, am entitled to this information. So it doesn't open the floodgates at all. And, of course, it also then has to be carefully considered by the information officer of SARS, who has to consider the request. And there's a basis to appeal and, indeed, in future, to go to the information regulator. So there are a number of checks and balances to ensure that the privacy of taxpayers remains something that is protected, but at the same time, we also allow information of public interest to be made available to the public.
Dario, just a final question. How does the SARS commissioner feel about the possibility of journalists getting access to this kind of information?
Jane, you should ask the commissioner. We haven't heard yet from the commissioner, and to be fair, the application was just launched, so the commissioner at SARS, as well as the Minister of Finance, because we challenge the constitutionality of the Act, and indeed the Information Regulator as the body that is the custodian of PIA, they are all respondents, and then in due course to respond in an affidavit to our application. So we don't yet know what their attitude will be.
All right, Dario, thank you very much for speaking to us. Dario Milo there, he's an attorney at Weber Wenzel, and of course he is representing two clients, the Financial Mail and the Amabungani Center for Investigative Journalism, in this application.